You've tuned in to KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by Kelvin Kreitman. Kelvin, glad to have you along. Thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
We're talking about the third annual Run for Your Life 5K, 10K run, and 5K walk. There's more details that we'll dive into, obviously, throughout our time here, Kelvin. But first thing that I think is awesome is this is the third annual event for this that's coming up soon that folks need to get registered for. Congratulations, first of all, to yourself and all of your counterparts that make this happen. I know it's gotten rave reviews in the past.
Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it was something that we dreamed up, you know, 3 years ago to kind of promote healthy living and healthy lifestyles, and we kind of wanted to do something for the area, you know, to help out in that kind of area. So we started it. It's been pretty popular up to this point, and I'm trying to keep it going and keep on doing it every year.
Now, as it goes with things like this, it obviously is best if people get registered early. It just kind of helps in the planning stages of things for you and trying to put the event together, right? Just to know what to expect as best as possible.
Yeah, so registration is open. I believe it opened in August. I don't know exactly the date I opened it, but it's on Get Me Registered is the website you go to, and then you would just search Broken Bow EMS 5K, and it would be there. There's also posters around town with QR codes that you can scan with your phone to get registered. And then that helps me, the earlier you get done, helps me with the shirts and everything. As we get all those done at Sandhills Creation there in Broken Bow, and it puts it into a nice little spreadsheet, and, you know, makes it a little easier to get to her so we can get the shirts done and stuff for everybody that participates.
Certainly. And day of registration is available, but of course the shirt is not guaranteed at that point. You want to make the most accurate number of shirts as you possibly can, I'm sure.
Right. So folks, and I always make extras, but, you know, I can't guarantee everybody a shirt if they sign up the day of, but we're not going to turn you away.
Sure. Yep, and registration closes the first day of October. If people have not participated in the Run for Your Life event, kind of give a rundown of this. It's about having a good time. Obviously, there's some people that I am not one of these people, but there are a lot of people that run often enough that they're trying to go out there and put in a good time, push themselves for that reason. But there are also people like me that can participate who maybe don't run on a regular basis that can go out just to have a good time. Talk about what's available for people on both sides of that case.
Yeah. So on the 5K side of it, you can run, walk, I mean, push a stroller, whatever you want to do. Like I said, it's to get people to be active and get out there and just do something. Kincaidr has been fantastic as a sponsor of this, and it will be the first weekend of October from here on out. The last couple of years, it's kind of moved around date-wise. We were trying to find a good fit, and so we started with this year it's the 4th of October, but it'd be the first Saturday of every October from here on out. But yeah, you can come in, you can walk, you can run it, we added the 10K, so that's a little over 6 miles for the 10K. You'll go out on the country road. You'll go out to Kramer Canyon and back around is the way that route will go. But trying to just make a little bit for everybody, for those people that really want to go out there and do their hardest run or whatever, or just somebody that wants to just come out and walk. Just fellowship and people coming out and enjoying themselves, and it's for a good cause for the ambulance service in Broken Bow.
Talk, if you would, Kelvin, about the cost, and then also if I know that Broken Bow EMS is always accepting donations. If people are not able to participate for whatever the cost is of this, if they want to make a donation, just kind of tell people how they can do that if they would like to.
Yeah, so donations can be made at any time. There's always somebody at the firehouse. We're co-located with fire, Dave Baltz is our EMS chief. He's a full-time city employee, along with Andy Holland. And those guys are mostly the, you know, every day during normal business hours at the fire station. And you can donate there. And then the cost, I believe, Jeremy, I don't remember. I think it's $30 for the 5K and $35 for the 10K. I don't remember the poster right off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that's pretty close. But that's all on Get Me Registered. When you get on there, you can pay for that on there. But, yeah, so just a little bit about Broken Bow EMS. I know there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on. You know, we've gone ALS over the last couple years now. We've added a lot of people. We've added a lot of tools in our toolbox. We added an ambulance. You know, just we are continuously growing and continuously training and trying to get better. Come December, we're going to do a resuscitation academy with Lincoln Fire to become better at CPR out in the field, and so that we have better outcomes. Lincoln Fire has some of the best outcomes in the nation as far as CPR out in the field, and we want to be a piece of that and learn from them, and then be a beacon community for that type of program.
Great. Well, I can say as a citizen that I personally so appreciate the continued education that yourself and everyone with Broken Bow EMS goes through. It just gives us all as citizens a peace of mind to know that there are folks that are going to be on that ambulance that arrives when we're maybe at one of the lowest points in our life that have got our back and are there to help us and are well trained. So from me speaking for all the citizens of the area, thank you to yourself and all of those that you work with. This is a perfect opportunity for folks to come out, have a good time, make the race what they want it to be, whether that be competitive or casual, and support you in the same time. And looks like you do have some bib prizes as well if people want to compete for those.
Yep. So what we're going to do with that is we'll draw bib numbers randomly, and then we'll put them on a board. So once you run the race and you come back, just check the board. We'll have a dry race board or something out there that we'll ride them on, and then the prize will be your bib number. And if you got the lucky draw, then there'll be some, you know, different prizes that'll be available, and we'll just draw them from bib numbers.
Awesome. All right. Well, Kelvin, is there anything we didn't talk about the event? I know I'm going to go to the site and verify that cost, and we'll put a link inside the story on sandhillsexpress.com for everybody. But anything okay. We didn't touch on that you wanted everyone to know about?
I think we hit pretty much everything, Jeremy. I just, like I said, it's just, this is something that as going forward, you know, we'd like to, you know, grow it and get it bigger and bring in people from outside. You know, my goal is to eventually have it chipped, timed. Still working on that, you know, so that it would actually be timed by your bib when you go across, to just do a little bit more official timing with it. But, you know, just come out, enjoy the time out there. I think the first weekend of October, you know, for the most part in Nebraska will be perfect weather. I mean, of course it's Nebraska, right? And weather is what it is. But by and large, I think that'll be a really good Saturday for this run. And again, Kincaider and all the other sponsors, there's a whole bunch of sponsors, Nebraska State Bank. I mean, there's the community just comes out and they help support this. The chamber is very supportive of this. We actually use their insurance they have two runs scheduled, and one of them is ours, so we jump on their insurance for insurance purposes. So the chamber, they get a lot of stuff out there for us. Like I said, Sandhill Creation, she does all the shirts. There's just a ton of people. I can't mention them all right now, but you'll see them on the shirt. Anyway.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time, Kelvin, and we'll try to get some people registered for what sounds like will be a great third annual event. And don't work yourself too hard. I know I You might not take that to heart because you're a hardworking guy, but we appreciate all that you do, and thanks for giving us a slice of your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeremy, again, and, you know, thanks Casey and I, you know, for the opportunity to do this. You guys have always been great with, you know, with promoting this this stuff that we do, and when you boil it all down to it, it just, you know, it's what we're working towards is better outcomes for our patient. It's all about patient care and EMS. And, you know, if we can help people get a little bit healthier and we don't have to come see you on your worst day, that's even better yet, right?
Very well said. And if we don't see you before then, we'll see you in October.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeremy.